With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Senate has advanced the nomination of Tulsi Gabbard to serve as Director of National Intelligence. Bob Agnew reports.
Gabbard has been one of the president's most controversial nominees, but Monday's vote shows she gained enough Republican support to guarantee success when the Senate holds its final confirmation vote later this week. Gabbard had to overcome criticism for past comments in support of Edward Snowden, who leaked classified information, and comments critics say echo Russia's justification for the war in Ukraine. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump has fired two officials in government watchdog positions, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president dismissed the federal government's top ethics official as well as the leader of the agency dedicated to protecting whistleblowers. These are the latest moves in the administration's government overhaul. The president has been pushing out civil service employees and replacing them with political appointees. Hampton Dellinger, who led the Office of Special Counsel, filed a lawsuit on Monday claiming he was illegally removed from his job. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy was in western North Carolina this morning to survey Hurricane Helene damage and recovery efforts along I-40 near the Tennessee line. Duffy says the rebuild of I-40 will take time.
I mean, whole lanes are gone, and the amount of work that's going to take to rebuild it is tremendous. The Department of Transportation is fully committed to working with your local DOT, who will be on the ground with the rebuild.
The primary road connection between North Carolina and eastern Tennessee was severed in late September as flooding in the Pigeon River Gorge washed away eastbound lanes. On Wall Street, the Dow by 167 points. This is SRN News. When is a church not a church?
Some Lutherans are asking that question about a congregation in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Ebenezer Lutheran Church in San Francisco has changed its name to Her Church and now features a witch on its staff. In fact, the congregation is served by several, quote, priestesses, including Kristen Conkle, who calls herself a witch. The church describes itself as, quote, opening and welcoming in the love of the great mother of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
J.D. Vance is taking on the Catholic Church. The new vice president, himself a Catholic, is accusing the U.S. Conference of Bishops of resettling illegal immigrants in order to get federal funding. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan denies the accusation. The rift comes even as Catholic bishops have lauded executive orders from the Trump administration related to schools, gender, and abortion. This is SRN News. Showing up for votes at the Capitol continued to be a challenge for some members of Congress in 2024, with health issues and election year absences driving the drop in attendance. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
According to CQ Roll Call's annual vote studies, the rate of House lawmakers casting votes was 94.7% in 2024, a drop from 96.9% in 2023, and from the record highs of 2021 and 2022, when the Democrat-led House gave members the option to cast proxy votes on colleagues' behalf during the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaker Mike Johnson voted around 61% of the time last year, but speakers have traditionally been selective on which votes to cast, resulting in their participation scores fluctuating annually. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A prosecutor says Salman Rushdie was so stunned when a masked man started to stab him on a stage in western New York that the acclaimed author didn't even try to fight back. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.